I have dined. That is not true. I will get Monsieur Gillenormand to scold you. Grandfathers are made to reprimand fathers. Come, go upstairs with me to the drawing-room, immediately.
Impossible.
Here Cosette lost ground a little. She ceased to command and passed to questioning. But why, and you choose the ugliest chamber in the house in which to see me? It's horrible here.
Thou knowest.
Jean Valjean caught himself up.
You know, madame, that I am peculiar. I have my freaks.
Cosette struck her tiny hands together. Madame, you know, more novelties. What is the meaning of this? Jean Valjean directed upon her that heart-rending smile to which he occasionally had recourse.
You wish to be madame. You are so.
Not for you, father.
Do not call me father. Call me Monsieur Jean. Jean, if you like.
You are no longer my father. I am no longer Cosette. Monsieur Jean, what does this mean? Why, these are revolutions, aren't they? What has taken place? Come, look me in the face. And you won't live with us? And you won't have my chamber? What have I done to you? Has anything happened?
Nothing.
Well, then.
Everything is as usual.
Why do you change your name?
You have changed yours, surely.
He smiled again with the same smile as before and added,
Since you are Madame Pontmercy, I certainly...